But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins. When we use this word know, we often think that know means to have knowledge of something. It means to intellectually know something. But every time the word know is used, and especially in this situation, when Jesus is using the word know, it does not mean to only have intellectual knowledge, but it means to have full understanding, full conviction, and full experience of a truth. And what is that truth that Jesus Christ is asking us to have full experience of? He wants us to have full experience that he is the Son of Man, that he is the Son of God, and that the authority to forgive sins has been given to him, to a mere man. Now, as we go through our lives, there are things that we can have knowledge of, and there are things that we can truly understand. And me being an introspective person, I often, if I have the luxury and if I have the time and the ability, I sit down and think about my life. Where am I right now? Where was I a year ago? Where was I 10 years ago? And what were the motivations? What are the motivations of why I do what I do, why I don't do what I don't do? And we can ask ourselves these questions, and we can see that a lot of times, the things that we do in our lives, the things that we put in our lives, we're searching for something. We are looking for something, and we are seeking something to be part of us, something to fulfill us, something to complete us. Now, when we search, we can search for things that are good for us. We can search for things that are bad for us. But we have a hope that when we enact these things in our lives, that they're going to produce the desired outcome that we want. We want to be full. We want to be fulfilled. We want to have a meaning and purpose. So we have a hope and we have a faith that these things will bring about true happiness and true self. So here we see an example when people are encountering Jesus. They're seeking for something. They're searching for something. And we need to put ourselves in this scenario, as is very important to do. Every time that we read Scripture, we need to place ourselves in that situation and understand what is truly going on. So Jesus is now teaching the Word of God in a home. It's a medium-sized home, possibly a small home. All of these people have flocked towards Jesus to hear the word that he has to teach them. But there are so many people flocking to Jesus that the house is full, the doorway is full, there are people crowding around all outside. And what's the experience now? We have four men, four caretakers, if you will. These men are the caretakers of a paralyzed man. So who knows if he had an injury, an accident, but this man is enfeebled. This man is unable to move. So these four men are taking care of him his whole life. They're feeding him, bathing him, taking him to the restroom. They are caring for this man and showing him love. And their act of love, their act of care, and their act of faith has allowed them to bring him towards Jesus. But again, Jesus is teaching inside, and all of a sudden these men come. There's this commotion. They're climbing up the walls, quite literally, on the outside of the church. What's going on? They're over the roof. They're dismantling the roof. There's bits of straw, clay, everything. There's dust falling down in everyone's eyes. Everyone is stopped and fixed on this moment of what is going on. What's the point of view of the person whose house this is? They're destroying my roof. But everyone is focused on this. And then what's the next thing that happens? They lower the paralyzed man right in front of Jesus. Silence. Everyone is fixed on this. What is Jesus going to say? Jesus says, "Child, your sins are forgiven you." Full stop. These are Jewish people. These are the Israelites. They know the laws of God. They're coming here to hear further explanation of the laws of God. And we know, these Jewish people know and understand, the only one that can forgive sins is God the Father in heaven. What do you mean, his sins are forgiven? Who are you? Jesus perceives this questioning, and what does he further say? He says to the man, "Get up and walk. Now we have to think, what is the point of view of this paralyzed man? He may or may not have had faith. The men who brought him had the faith. But now he said, this man told me that my sins are forgiven. I know that's not possible because he's a man. He's not God. Do you mean to tell me that all of my sins, all of my transgressions, all of my failure to abide by God's law is wiped away? I'm not so sure I believe that. But now you told me that I, a paralyzed man, can rise and walk? Yes, he can. He now has use of his muscles. He now has use of his bones, his limbs. He is now freed from that shackle of paralysis. Now he's questioning, if this man said this, it is true and it happened, then must he not have said the truth when he said that my sins were forgiven? This is experience. This is to truly know that what Jesus is saying is correct, is accurate, is life-changing. What would it be like to be that paralyzed man, to look into the eyes of Jesus Christ, to have all of your transgressions, all of your faults come before you, and for him to say that they are forgiven you? Of course, we have this opportunity when we go to the mystery of reconciliation, the sacrament of penance. When we look into the eyes of the icon of Jesus Christ, the representation of him, for him to stare back at us, and for his priesthood, the ordained priest, to say the words of absolution that your sins are forgiven. These are the words of Christ. This is the experience that we can have. This is the knowledge, the uncontrovertible knowledge that we can keep in our lives. If we experience this, then others can experience this as well. And this is the interesting thing. We may be that person. We may be the paralyzed man. It's up to us to do a good examination of conscience, to look at everything, look at the commandments and say, oh, I didn't do that. Because, of course, when we look at an examination of conscience, it spells out all these possible sins that come under that one category. But we need to be humble enough to look at that and say, what have I done? What have I not done? Maybe we're in a good position. Some of us are. Then, should we not be like those four men and carry some other paralyzed person towards forgiveness? That is the sharing of the Christian faith, to bring others to the same knowledge, the same truth, the same understanding, so that eventually every person will be forgiven their sins and allowed entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.